Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Tim Roy, the voice of the Golden State Warriors, and you're listening to the Warriors Replay on 95.7 The Game.
Tapir racking and starting lineups for the Dallas Mavericks. The head coach, Jason Kidd from St. Joseph Notre Dame High School in Alameda. Dorian Finney-Smith, his sixth year out of Virginia Tech, undrafted forward that they have really nurtured into a good NBA player. Reggie Bullock starts at the other forward spot with Dwight Powell, the former Stanford star, the Canadian, at the five spot for the Mavs. Jalen Brunson and Luka Doncic are the guard line. And, of course, Doncic averaging 31 points a night in the postseason, 10 rebounds, 6 assists, shooting 47% from the field. Warriors counter with Wiggins, Green, Looney, Thompson, and Curry. I'm Tim Roy, joined with Tom Tober. Tom, what are your CarMax keys to the game?
Well, I could pick a whole bunch of them. Luka obviously is one. Dinwiddie and Poole could be others. But I'm going to go with how the Warriors react when the Mavericks blitz Steph on those pick and rolls. We know they're going to do it. Will they do it all game? Don't know that. But those decisions have to be quick. Get the ball, usually Draymond in the middle, let him make a decision. These guys are very lengthy defensively, and they switch very well. They took Phoenix completely out of the game in Game 7. They got nothing out of high pick and rolls. What do the Warriors get out of those same type of plays, the high pick and roll, when they blitz Steph Curry?
James Capers is the crew chief. Courtney Kirkland, the referee. The umpire is Mark Lindsay. And the alternate, Brian Forte. In the replay center, the veteran Eric Lewis. We're set to go. Warriors going left to right on your radio dial.
Here we go.
Looney and Powell. And, of course, the jump goes awry. James Capers will do it again. Slapped back by Powell to Doncic, and we are underway. Brunson will take the handle. Brunson crosses the timeline. Draymond guarding him. Ball thrown over to Powell. Powell up top to Doncic, chased by Wiggins. Off the screen, gets Looney. Backs up. 9 on the shot clock. Here comes Doncic. Dribble drive to the rim. Throws up a pass over the shoulder to Brunson. It's a corner three contested by Draymond. Rebound to Looney. Great closeout by Draymond Green. Curry to bring it up. Bullock will guard him. Curry dribbles over the corner, hands off to Wiggins, screen by Looney. Wiggins settles, fires for three, buried it, and the Warriors get their first bucket of the series.
Always nice to see him get off to a really good start offensively. We know he's going to bring it defensively.
Brunson has the handle, wearing lime green sneakers tonight. Dallas wearing white uniforms. Luka Doncic and Brunson play catch up top. Guarded by Looney. Brunson going to work. Crossover dribble. Looney stayed with him. The jumper, though, is up and good for the right elbow by Brunson. It's 3-2. Draymond will push the other way. Quickly into the front court. Finds Curry on the far wing. Bullock there. Doubled. Curry bounce pass out to Looney. Now to Draymond. Wiggins will pin down for Thompson. Curry gets it to Looney. He goes in for the dunk as he dunked it over Doncic. It's 5-2 Warriors.
That's that quick decision I was talking about. They jumped at Steph, and Steph caught it. Hook pass to Looney. Easy dunk.
So Dallas on the attack. They're coming up in front of their own bench. Doncic will catch off a pin down. Three balls up, no good. Slapped by Powell. Saved by Powell. Out of bounds off Draymond. And it's going to be Dallas ball. Good hustle by Powell.
Well, he's kind of like their Kevon Looney. energy guy, set picks, try to get extra possessions for your team.
Warriors wearing black uniforms with gold, the bridge outline in gold and a black circle. It is their city edition. Far corner, wow. Turning his head was Klay Thompson. Catch and shoot three by Finney Smith is good, and we're tied at five.
I mean, Klay just fell asleep. That's a Warrior play. Can't fall
exactly.
asleep on that.
Dallas with their association edition uniforms, their white ones with blue trim. Curry fires a three in traffic. Off the rim, no good. And Luka Doncic with a rebound and advances up the floor. Turns the corner to the left elbow. Hesitates. Works on Looney. Goes up one-handed. Right-hand shot. Tough shot. It's up and good.
Boy, he's just such a big body. He can take those hits and finish.
Dallas up two. Thompson. Force up the three over Finney Smith. No good. Looney fights for the offensive rebound. Dishes up top to Draymond. Back over to Klay. Fakes Doncic. Puts it on the deck. Shoveled it up top to Draymond. Takes the floater. It's good for about 13 for Draymond. We're tied at seven.
Yeah, that's the one he's got to be willing to take, like in game six against the Grizzlies.
Doncic down the near side. Gets Thompson as his defender. Shoveled it up to Powell. Back to Luka. Luka now. The left foot pivot. Puts it on the deck. Bangs into Klay. Backs into him, spins, fade away off of one foot. It's short, and the rebound to Curry. Good defense by Klay. Curry looped the pass to Wiggins, running the floor, cut off nicely by Finney Smith. Wiggins goes to work, gets it up top to Draymond, now to Curry. Curry doubled, throws a soft pass over to Thompson. Thompson waits for Draymond, gets his screen, blitz there by both guards. Draymond attacks, handoff Wiggins in traffic, shoots it no good. Looney right there to clean it up, banked it in off the glass, and Golden State goes up by two. 8:55 to go, first quarter. Brunson, crossover dribble, accelerates to the baseline, stripped by Draymond, throws it away. Curry gets the steal. No, it was out of bounds. Brunson stepped out of bounds first. And Looney already with three rebounds, coming off a 22-rebound night against Memphis in game six. Screen for Curry, gets bumped, shot on the way, bank shot no good, and he's going to go with the line. The Dallas bench not happy with the call. I'm going to take a break now. You can chime in whenever you want.
I'm just enjoying the game, Tim.
We're checking that contract. By the word? No. It's too bad.
It's not by the word. Now, what I've noticed early on is the Mavericks trying to get Looney isolated. They've done it twice, once against Doncic, once against Brunson. And then what the Warriors obviously are always going to do, that's the 15th free throw he's missed in the playoffs. You know that?
Curry 15. Missing a free throw. Yes, 15. I know. It's unbelievable.
I added him up today. 15. Unacceptable, Tim Roy.
He missed it again. Ball tipped out, loads up a 16-footer, and that's good, of course.
Let's just do it that way.
Yeah.
All right.
Looney gets a tip, did not get a rebound off that. 6-0 run for the Warriors. They lead 11-7. Doncic at midcourt. Pressured by Wiggins. Puts the dribble between the legs. Now step back for a three on the left wing. Short. Rebound deflected. Comes out to Finney Smith. Floats it up an air ball. Grabbed by Draymond. Draymond. Low pass to Curry. Catch and shoot three. No. Off bounce twice. Oh, it almost went in. Didn't look good. It was short. And then bounced straight up in the air. Doncic comes down with the board, cruising down the left side, feeds to Bullock. He's wide open. The former Knicks spins it out. No good. Rebound deflected out of bounds. It's off. Last touch by Golden State. It'll be Dallas ball.
And that's a huge key for the Mavericks in how their offense performs. Does Bullock hit threes? Does Finney Smith hit threes? When Klayba comes off the bench, he just did. Does he hit threes? Because they're going to shoot a bunch of them.
Brunson toss into Finney Smith. Now to Doncic. Bullock comes out, screens. Doncic gets Wiggins on his hip, goes all the way, got fouled. The shot's good, and he's going to the line for the and one.
That was the, I call it the Steph Curry play, because he does it as well as anybody. Get by somebody and then throttle down.
Yep.
Don't let him catch you. Don't let that shot blocker use his momentum to get over top of you and block your shot. And how do you do that? You slow down. And usually the smaller guys are the ones that are doing that because they're worried about getting their shot blocked. Luka's so big he didn't have to worry about that, but in the process he can draw the foul. And again, I'll mention this a lot, he's so big he can take that contact and finish through it.
Makes the free throw. 3-point play for Doncic. Doncic with five so far. Maxi Kleba on the floor for the first time for Dallas. Here's Klay Thompson in traffic, feeds Looney. Looney down low right, avoids a strip, gets it to Draymond, swings it quickly to Klay. Spacing not good there. Ball goes to Wiggins. Wiggins on Doncic trying to make him work, and he traveled. That's their first turnover of the game. I said the dreaded T word.
Boy, the Mavericks really fly out at shooters, don't they?
Yes, they do. Doncic fires a three off a dribble and shoots it over Wiggins, who had stumbled, and Dallas retakes the lead. They've got a 6-0 burst. It's 13-11. Mavericks. Curry to Draymond. Back to Curry. Double down Draymond. Down the lane. Feeds Wiggins above the break. Three for Wiggins. Nailed it.
That's the decision I'm talking about.
Warriors trying to line up in their zone here, Tom.
Yep, the quick blitz, hit Draymond, kick out. And let's see how the zone works against this Maverick team, who can shoot him out of it.
Doncic catches top of the circle. I would put my money on him. Right-hand dribble, bangs Curry, takes him down the lane, goes up, throws it out to the wing to Kleba. Kleba for three, no good. Rebound goes to Klay Thompson. Kleba has been hot of late. Thompson crossover dribble, driving on Kleba, goes up, missed it. There's Looney right there, cleans it up, lays it in. Warriors back up by three, 16-13, and again, they go into the zone.
Talk about having a nose for the basketball. That's Kevon Looney.
6 points, three rebound quarter. Doncic to Kleba wasn't looking, bounced off his chest. Back to Doncic. He'll fake on Curry. Lost the ball. Got it back. Throws over to Brunson for three from the right wing. Nothing there. Draymond Green pulled it off the rim. Chest pass to Wiggins. Great catch. Goes up in traffic and got fouled. Tumbling down into the front row. Helped up by his teammates in the right corner. And he's going to go to the stripe for two. When we come back, we'll tell you about that. 6:12 to go. First quarter play. 16-13. Warriors on top. Welcome to the Western Conference Finals presented by United Airlines. Well, the Warriors will be losing assistant coach, associate head coach Mike Brown to the Sacramento Kings at the end of the season. Mike will be head coach. Here, Alvin Gentry, another former Warrior assistant coach who was the interim coach there, has been retained by the Kings. It's just one of the notes we didn't get to it around the association presented by Xfinity. Xfinity Internet, better streaming with our Flex 4K device, our voice remote, and Peacock Premium. All at no extra cost, no strings attached. Warriors 16, Mavericks 13. Tim Roy, Tom Tolbert, and our complete crew here, motley as it may be.
You know, I was looking at the big screen during the timeout here.
Huh?
Did you know they serve beers in mason jars here?
I did not know that.
That's a pretty classy joint. But my goodness.
The last time I drank anything out of a mason jar is when head coach Dave Cowens was walking up and down with one after some of his old buddies from Kentucky had come to the
moonshine
game.
Moonshine?
Oh, yeah. I couldn't speak properly for a week.
Oh, God. I've never had some. I don't plan on it.
Look, by the way, Wiggins at the stripe. Fouled on the fast break. Missed the first free throw. He's going to get another one. The Warriors continued to struggle from the line, and he missed the second. Golden State 0-for-4 from the stripe, and two of the misses belong to number 30. Klay Thompson sitting down. Jordan Poole out there for the first time. And Otto Porter Jr. making an appearance, replacing Kevon Looney. Warriors in the zone. Doncic penetrates out to Reggie Bullock. Wide open. Missed it. Rebound goes to Kleba. Back outside. Bullock gets another one. Spins off the rim. No good. Rebound. Finney Smith. Bullock pass over to Brunson. He's wide open for three. Misses that. And finally, the Warriors get the defensive rebound. This time, Wiggins does the honor. Curry dribbles up the floor. Stop and pop off the dribble. Three. Short. Rebound loose. It's going to be a foul. It's going to be on Draymond.
Wow.
For knocking over Brunson. Steve Kerr wants to look at it. Oh, I see.
Wow. It's almost like dominoes.
Yeah.
Kleba pushed Draymond. Draymond pushed Brunson.
Exactly.
That's almost a play on for me.
Absolutely. It's a play on. Dallas had the rebound. There was no advantage there. I used to love when they would referee advantage, disadvantage. Here comes Brunson. Spinning on Curry. Traveled, no call. Got it outside to Bullock. Kleba from way downtown. Front rim bounced away. Porter Jr. with the rebound. Looks for an outlet. Finds Draymond on the right wing. Hand off to Poole. Back to Draymond. He'll attack. Goes to the corner to Wiggins. Pump fake on Doncic. Puts it on the deck. Penetrates up top to Poole. Poole dribbles on Kleba. Down the lane. Stop. Step back. Jumper. Got it. 17-footer for Jordan Poole. Warriors up by.
Yeah, when he gets a big guy like Kleba on him, just put the ball on the ground. He's going to have a hard time staying with him.
Now with Brunson's handle. Goes to the right wing. Bullock to Brunson. Back. Reggie Bullock with the jumper, and he slides home back. Now 1 of 4 from three-point range. Those are his only shot attempts, 18-15. Mavs are 3-13. Wiggins penetrates to Draymond. He'll take a three. That's going to be way short. Doncic will gobble up the rebound. Spencer Dinwiddie at the scorer's table for the white-clad Mavericks. Doncic with the handle on Wiggins. Lost it. Picked up by Draymond. Bumped by Kleba. It goes out of bounds. Draymond goes out of bounds into the scorer's table. Crashes into some working folks there. That's a different version of the take foul for Maxi Kleba.
Yeah.
That was Kleba, of course, from Germany. And he's from Würzburg, Germany. How about that? The Mavs have two standout players from Germany, Nowitzki and Kleba. They're both in the same town.
That's crazy.
Draymond Green lobbed it downstairs to Otto Porter Jr. Curry cuts through, drawing a crowd. Porter Jr. looks for a secondary cut, feeds Draymond. Dribbles it over to the wing, finds Curry. Curry away from the screen. Now in traffic. Locates Porter Jr. Shot clock at 5. Porter Jr. takes a 2 off the glass, and he banked it in over Kleba. 20-16. Warriors up by 4. Here comes Doncic getting downhill, driving, goes up, throws it outside. Kleba, extra pass over to the corner. Bullock back to Kleba. Rotates to Dinwiddie. He'll drive. That's what he wants to do. Penetrates over to a wide-open Luka Doncic, who misses the right corner 3. Curry gets the rebound. Curry up the floor, accelerating, bumped and fouled. And that's going to be the third team foul on Dallas. Reggie Bullock will pick up the personal.
Well, the Mavericks
fourth team foul.
Mavericks already chucked up 14 three-point shots.
Yeah.
14. They're on pace for, I don't know, a lot. Like a lot.
Twice as many as the Warriors.
Yeah, that's 14 out of 19. They've only taken 5 twos.
Because they haven't taken enough, Davis Bertans has checked in. Here comes Wiggins. Pull up off the dribble. Jumper
nice.
Good for the elbow. The Warriors are getting good looks from 2. And we know that your friend and the head coach, Steve Kerr, likes really good shots. Doesn't matter really exactly where they come from on the floor.
Absolutely.
Finney Smith, pass to Dinwiddie, knocked away by Curry. Dinwiddie, right-hand dribble. What a great pickup he was from Washington. Finds Bullock, who takes a jumper, spins off the rim. That three is no good. Porter Jr. with the rebound. Warriors up 6 with the ball, 2:50 to go, first quarter. Poole steps out, drives on Dinwiddie. Ooh. Down the lane, traveled, and turned it over. He gave up the dribble a little bit too early, and a little hop. So Poole was trying to show that it wasn't a travel. The Warriors are lobbying that it was a hop. 2:48 to go. 22-16, Golden State on top. It's game one. This is the Western Conference Finals presented by United Airlines. Our Twitter question is brought to you by Kia, the official vehicle partner of the Warriors. Where and how are you listening? Plus, what is your favorite memory from the We Believe playoff series against Dallas back in 2007? You can hit me up on Twitter at WarriorsVox, WarriorsVox, or send me an email, timroy@warriors.com, T-I-M-R-O-Y-E at warriors.com. Kia, movement that inspires.
Well, I mean, the thing that obviously stands out to you is 3-for-15, the Mavericks shooting from 3, on pace to shoot about 80 threes. I would think that's who they are, that's what they do. That's extreme, though.
Yeah.
I would look for them to try to get into the paint a little bit. The Warriors have done a great job of collapsing. So if you shoot a 3, if you're the Mavericks, shoot it, but get to the paint first and explore that option.
Mavericks with the ball. They're going right to left out of the timeout. 22-60. Golden State leads 2:35 to go first quarter. Game one, Western Conference Finals. Dinwiddie with the handle up top. Spins on Poole, left him in the dust, and floats it up and in. It's good.
Yeah, that was a nice move by Dinwiddie. Hard penetration left, spin off Poole, and get a nice little 12-footer.
22-18. Curry to Draymond to Poole. Poole goes away from a screen, behind the back bounce pass to Porter, locates Wiggins. Wiggins off a pick, gets Doncic, goes right by him, takes the floater in between, a tough 14-footer outside the paint. Makes it 24-18 Golden State. Wiggins now with 10.
He got a little extra juice in his game today.
Yes, he does. We were talking before, he's going to get a lot of shot attempts in this series, I think. Dinwiddie for three. Off the rim, no good. There's Wiggins. Gobbles up the rebound. Leads into early offense. Penetrates to the right wing to Porter Jr. Pump fake. Holds the ball. Gets it up top to Poole. Over to Curry. Curry waiting now. Guarded by Doncic. Here comes the double team. Bounce pass to Poole. Poole. Crossover dribble. Driving. Takes Finney Smith for a ride. And with a circus reverse layup is up and good for Jordan Poole.
Nice hesitation.
Kind of Mr. Gadget-like there as he went around the rim. Finney Smith with it. 15-5. Warriors push. Ball goes to Doncic. Mid-post on the right side. Guarded by Wiggins. Spins on him. Pump fake. Can't get a shot off. Got it out to Finney Smith for three. Short rebound goes to Draymond. Draymond right off the floor. Draymond finds Curry. Pump fake. Steps to his left. Takes the jumper. Got fouled hard. And he's going to shoot three.
I think even before Steph shot that one, he knew he could get a foul out of it.
Yeah.
Bertans closing out. Big guys don't close out. Some big guys don't close out quite as well. A little out of control. And the thing about Steph, he'll leave that right arm out there for you to run into it. And he knows if you're trying to close out and you're doing one of those flybys from the front, he'll leave that hand out there and let you foul him.
Curry at the stripe. Talk a little bit about the matchup with the Mavs.
They're obviously playing really high level. You have a lot of guys that have shined this playoff run. You know, obviously, Luka's doing what he's doing, putting up crazy numbers. The way he finished out that series was pretty special. Obviously, what Jalen did in the first round, you get them out of that, you know, Jazz series, and what he's done the whole time since. Spencer coming off the bench, providing a huge bump. Finney Smith knocking down crazy shots, and they've tried to step up their defense. So it's a tough matchup. We obviously know we had to be prepared on both ends.
Stephen Curry made the first, missed the second. Jordan Poole chatting it up with fellow Wolverine Tim Hardaway Jr. over there on the bench. Curry hits the third free throw. So it's 28-18, Warriors up 10. Dallas with the ball. Warriors in man-to-man. Doncic's pass deflected out of bounds. Curry got into the passing lane to knock it away.
I think Looney had to go up to Steph on the free throw line and go, look, I think your elbow is just a little...
Yeah.
A levity.
That would be fun. Here comes Bertans. Run off the line by Looney. Two-hand bounce pass to Finney Smith. Haven't seen much of that pass in the NBA of late. Here comes Doncic. Goes up. Blocked away by Looney. Here comes Curry the other way. Curry dribbling. Gets around Bertans. Lost the ball. Takes it outside with a dribble. Still gets it back. Deflected. Now stops and pops. It's a three. It's no good. Rebound. Otto Porter Jr. No. Doncic spins away and then collides with Looney. And a head bob and a foul call. Doncic still upset. Thought he got fouled on the last play down at the other end.
Look, when you're that big, you're going to get some contact that doesn't get called all the time. And when you force the issue,
right?
Hey, you're not going to get every single call. That's the thing with stars. They get so many calls, they think they should get every call. Not necessarily the case.
There's a three-second differential between the two clocks. Neither team a foul to give. Final 18 seconds right now. Dinwiddie guarded by Draymond, who was hustled in there by Steve Kerr and got Poole off the floor. Dinwiddie now gets Looney on a switch. Five-out series for Dallas. Skip past the corner. Finney Smith blocked by Draymond. He came out of nowhere from the paint to swap that one away.
He engulfed that thing. That had no chance.
Wow.
Impressive.
4.1 on the game clock. One on the shot clock. Ball to Bertans. Has to take a fadeaway three. It's no good. Curry gets the rebound. Takes it from the backcourt, but it wouldn't have counted even if it had gone in. The Golden State Warriors go to the bench. They've got a 10-point lead. Draymond tells the crowd, let's go. 28-18 Warriors at the end of one. This is the Western Conference Finals, presented by United Airlines. Amazing block by Draymond reminded me of Game 5 in Toronto in the 2019 NBA Finals when he just got a fingertip on the shot by Kyle Lowry from the corner to save the game and give us one more contest at Oracle. Golden State with their best first quarter of the season considering the opponent. They had only two turnovers. They shot the ball 63%. Wiggins with 10 points. Golden State 28-18 at the end of one.
Yeah, it was a clean quarter. Defensively, I thought they didn't overcommit. They had some open threes, but they missed them. They didn't let them get to the paint very often, didn't let them get to the rim. I thought they did a really nice job on Luka. When he got close to the rim, the defense just swarmed him, converged on him. Looney did a nice job on the offensive glass. He did a pretty decent job of trying to stay in front of people, which they asked him to do. And I would think Looney will probably, you know, he'll get minutes in this series, but it's more than likely going to be when Powell plays. Because when Powell plays, that gives him a person to guard. Powell doesn't really stretch the court, so Looney doesn't have to be out on the perimeter. Although, you know, Looney can still play on the perimeter. He can guard on the perimeter better than people give him credit for.
Golden State will start the second with Porter Jr., Poole, Lee, Looney, and Thompson. Dallas comes at them with Powell, Brunson, Dinwiddie, Bertans, and Ntilikina. Poole negotiating right wing, finds Porter Jr., pump fake, shows the ball to Bertans, throws it to Looney. Thompson cuts off Looney, hand off to Porter Jr., back to Caban. One step in the paint, goes up, and no, it's going to be...
Did he get the arm, like, wrap it around him? Like
chicken wing foul, yeah. Caban Looney, offensive foul.
The Otis Thorpe.
The Otis Thorpe chicken wing. The biggest hands in the Big East.
Oh, man. That dude was strong.
Providence College Fire. Here comes Jalen Brunson walking up the floor. Bounce pass to Dinwiddie. Off the screen, Dinwiddie driving, goes up, and up no good. Ball tipped and grabbed by Looney. They're letting contact go inside. This is the playoffs. Poole dribbles to the right wing. Waiting. Guarded by Powell on the switch. Shot clock at 13. Dallas zoning up defensive help. Screen for Poole. Shoveled over to Thompson. He'll drive. Gets to the paint. Over to Porter Jr. In front of the Warrior bench. Won't shoot with three on the clock. Has to shoot. Fade away from two. Swish!
Nice shot.
Tough, tough shot for Otto Brunson. Fading to the right sideline. Probing the defense. Gets everybody lined up. Guarded by Looney on the switch. Brunson with a dribble. Head bob fade away from 14. Good.
You know, tip your cap to Brunson. That's a tough shot, but that was not bad defense by Looney.
No. And if Dallas has to work that hard to get shots, I'm all for it. Klay Thompson with a three from the top of the key. That's up and no good. Brunson pulls down the rebound. Now we get a whistle, and it's going to be a foul on Golden State. This will go against Damian Lee. Got tied up with Powell. Alex checks in. San Lorenzo sound down. Listening to, he calls us the dynamic duo. Just like his dad did, though, in the 70s when we listened to Bill King while watching the Raiders.
That must have been awesome.
That must have been great, yeah. High praise, Alex. Thank you so much. Here's Dinwiddie. Dribble drive. Over to Brunson. Run off the line by Thompson. Fakes. It gets to the baseline. Great looking shot. Tipped out by Powell. Dinwiddie to Bertans up top. Missed it wide right. Klay Thompson with a rebound. Sporting a black headband tonight in powder blue sneakers. Klay Thompson off a screen by Looney. Drifting. Lost the ball and it goes off his fingertips and out of bounds.
Yeah, just got a little careless there. A little loose.
Fourth turnover on Golden State. Reggie Bullock checks back in. Bertans to sit down. So it's 30-20. Warriors up 10 with 9:55 to go. First half of play. Mavericks, two playoff series wins, a drive and a foul as Dinwiddie gets sandwiched between defenders and works himself to the free throw line. Mavs bench has been up and active since the opening tip. The organization was fined $50,000. Apparently their bench was spilling onto the floor too much in the Phoenix series.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
When I was in Arizona, the Gumbies would have been fined $1 million that year. Our bench was all over the court. I mean, I get it. It's a safety thing. You don't want them on the bench. But it's better than that than, I mean, some of the teams I played on, guys would barely move on the bench. Just sit there and watch the game. I like having a bench that's into it.
There were a couple of teams I've announced for, I won't mention which years, and there were guys on the bench who weren't even watching the game.
No, you're absolutely right.
Poole goes all the way in after free throws made by Dinwiddie. After made free throws, goes all the way to the other end and just gets right to the rim and scores.
That's impressive.
32-22. Brunson one-on-one. ISO'd on Damian Lee. Backs up, feeds to the wing. Long a jumper. Nilakina, no good. Looney tipped the rebound away from Powell so Lee can grab it. Poole with it. Mavs are 3 of 21 from distance. Poole behind the back. Crossover. Now gets it back to the right hand. Pulls up for a jumper from the right wing. No good. And defensive rebound to Reggie Bullock. Here comes Dinwiddie. Came over in the trade for Kristaps Porzingis in February that turned the Mavs season around. Dinwiddie posting up Lee. Goes up. Tried the rip through. No call. Ball goes to Poole to Damian Lee. Now to Porter Jr. Good jab step on Brunson. Finds Lee. Middle of the floor Looney. Hand off Poole. Accelerates and then dribbled it off of the leg of Nilakina, and it's out of bounds to the Warriors. There are four ex-Knicks on this Dallas roster. Kleba returns. Powell goes out. Kleba playing with two fouls. Porter topside. Throws to Poole. Dangerous pass. Good catch. Poole drifting right behind the back to Looney. Looney dribbles in. Takes a jumper with one on the clock. He hit it! 20-footer for Looney. He just buried it like he does it every day of the week.
That was like UCLA Looney right there.
34-22. That was Milwaukee Looney. Here's Brunson spinning on Poole.
Good team.
Spins on Poole again. Gets to the rim on the third spin.
Brunson's just a tough dude. He's hard to, even though he's small, he's hard to stop down low.
Great leverage.
Yep.
Looney, they have to close out to Caban. Ball goes over to Porter. Launches a three. Nothing there. Slapped out by Lee, but goes right to Bullock in stride. He's going to try to beat Looney to the rim. He does and scores with a right hand.
That was almost an outlet, but that was an outlet pass.
Steve Kerr calls a timeout. 34-26. Warriors lead by 8. We'll take the break. It's the Western Conference Finals, Game 1, presented by United Airlines. Hey, Dub Nation, the 2022 playoffs are in full swing, and they're presented by Kaiser Permanente. Be part of the first playoff run here at Chase Center. It's been great so far. Western Conference Finals single game tickets on sale now at Warriors.com. So check it out. You could be here for Game 2 on the Friday night. Warriors lead by 8, 34-26. Mavs have to feel good about being down by only 8, considering they're 3 of 21 from 3.
I mean, they are chucking rocks right now. And they're missing from all over. Left, right, middle, elbow extended, left, right. Eventually, they'll start hitting some of those. But that's the way, you know, that was like the old Rockets. They'd go on these monster runs when they hit like 6 out of 7 threes. And then droughts when they didn't shoot the ball that well. But their defense kind of kept them in it.
Warriors returned the same five that left the floor, with the exception of Draymond Green is out there now. Thompson takes a handoff, barrels in, leans back, no good. Draymond got the tip, but got fouled on the attempt. He's going to shoot two. Wiggins, Poole, and Lee round out the five against Dinwiddie, Brunson, Kleba, Bullock, and Nilakina.
I should correct myself. I mean, it's more the pace is kind of keeping him in this, and their ability to get some offensive rebounds to get second shot. The defense hasn't been great. The Warriors shooting 60%, but they haven't put up that many points because the pace is where the Mavericks like it. Slow the pace down. Don't speed it up. Don't get into a track meet. Run your offense. If you get an extra possession, run the clock again. So the defense has actually not been good. The Warrior offense has been good. It's just they haven't been able to separate because of the pace.
Draymond makes the first, miss the second. Golden State has already missed 6 free throws. 35-26 Warriors. Brunson gets Poole. Poole runs away from him, so Brunson drives, goes in, missed the layup. Rebound to Damian Lee. Warriors get a break. Over to Poole, cross court to Thompson. Pulls up, his pass blocked down by Dinwiddie. Good defense there. Wiggins stops and fires at the three. It's going to be no good. Rebound one-handed by Bullock, who locates Brunson. Up the floor. Flipped it now. Bullock to Brunson. No exchange again. Top of the key. They want Brunson to get Poole. Poole holds up Brunson long enough for Wiggins to fight through the screen. Drive by Brunson. Up top, Kleba. Bullock pump fake. Gets it over to Dinwiddie. He'll shoot over Lee. The three is good. Nice ball movement by Dallas.
And just a little late by Damian Lee. All the other closeouts are really good. That one was just a half tick late, but great ball movement by Dallas.
Poole attacking now, fades to the left, bounce pass to Draymond, kicked, and the shot clock will go up to 14 from 13. By the way, our Twitter question brought to you by Kia. at Warriors Vox on Twitter, Warriors VOX, or Tim Roy on email, timroy@warriors.com. What's your favorite memory of the We Believe series? And Abhe says the decibel meters that they had out. Finney Smith comes on the floor for Dallas. Curry returns for the Warriors, and so does Luka Doncic. Curry gets the ball up top. One hand pass to Thompson on the right wing. Calls over Wiggins. Gets a screen set. Klay shoots over Doncic after the screen. Misfire. Klay is now 0 for 4 from the field. Rebound to the Mavs. Brunson will take it up the floor. Poole waits for him on the left wing. Brunson at the elbow. Holds him off. Spins on him. Gets to the paint. Lost the ball and a foul called on Poole. Not sure.
Yeah, that, ain't buying that one.
That one called by Courtney Kirkland is more on the gesture by Brunson, the head bob and the arms flailing in the air.
Well, there's an art to drawing fouls.
There is.
That was dubious.
Dubious?
Yes.
Free throw good. Well, the Mavericks have on their coaching staff a lot of familiar names. Igor Kokoskov, the former head coach of the Phoenix Suns. Jared Dudley's on the staff down there, well-traveled NBA veteran. Christy Tolliver, Daryl Armstrong, and Greg St. Jean.
Saint son?
Yes.
Nice.
Second free throw by Brunson is no good. First one was good. It's 35-30 Warriors.
Make you feel old.
Wasn't he a ball boy? I think he was a ball boy in Sacramento, I know, for a while. Klay Thompson dribbles it, lost it, turnover. That's number 5 for Golden State. Doncic takes it the other way. Gets Curry a defender, takes him to the paint, spins, rotates it out. Reggie Bullock, wide open three, swish. Here comes Dallas.
Yep. And that time, Luka saw Draymond coming from the weak side, so he stopped short, pivoted into the middle, and found Bullock.
11-1 run. Curry, pass to Draymond, back to Curry, to Wiggins, to Poole, fakes, dribble drive, finds
nice
Draymond
pass
at the rim, double clutch, goes up, scored it, got fouled! But on Kleba, that's going to be his third. That was an outstanding look by Jordan Poole.
Tremendous find, and nice strength by Draymond. And in case you didn't know, Draymond was strong, he's going to lay it now.
I'll show you all that work in the weight room. Kleba to sit down. Brunson comes back in. So Dallas going really small here. Interesting to see if Looney will stay out here. Free throw for Draymond's good. 3-point play. Warriors back up by 5 now. 38-33. Interesting game, game one. Warriors had a 10-point lead. Mavs are starting to get their offensive gear down. Warriors go with the zone. 1-2-2 zone. Brunson up top. They give him lots of room. Too strong with a three. Curry defensive rebound. Curry does a circle 8 with the ball between his legs before putting it on the floor. Gets a dribble to the left hand. Driving on Brunson. Step out. Left elbow. Jumper. No good. Tipped by Draymond. Grabbed by Klay Thompson. He can't hang out of the ball. Goes out of bounds.
It's just one of those ones where it's on your fingertips and you want to do something with it, but you got to grab it first.
38-33 Warriors, 5:04 to go. This game being played at a Mavericks pace, which is kind of like watching maple syrup come out of the container.
I like maple syrup.
Doncic working on Wiggins. Wiggins doesn't fall for any of the chicanery with the dribble. Now a whistle. We get a defensive three. It's on the Warriors.
But those just aren't called anymore.
They called one over the weekend.
Did they?
And one of the national TV commentators, I can't remember which one, said that might have been the first one called in the playoffs.
Really? Yeah. I don't remember seeing one this year. I'm sure there was, but those just do not get called like they used to.
No.
That's a good thing.
38-34. Free throw was good by Bullock.
You got me hungry now. You said maple syrup.
But Vermont, they just stick the thing into the tree.
No, I want a waffle bad.
Brunson doubled on the right wing. Maintains the dribble. No look. Gets it over to Bullock. Three is up. It's no good. Draymond Green with a rebound. Dallas bench screaming at James Capers for a foul. Draymond to Curry. Curry open. Three look. Left side. No good. Long rebound. Brunson. Splash Brothers are combined. 1 of 11. Doncic down the lane. Head bob goes up and draws a foul. And again, it's Courtney Kirkland calling the foul. Yeah, Draymond reached. He didn't reach.
Yeah, that's...
looked like a foul.
Yeah, it did.
So, you can see why Courtney Kirkland made the call. You ever been to Vermont?
I know, but I want to go.
Yeah, you should go.
I do want to go up to all those New England states.
Free throw by Doncic is true. Yeah, they take them right out of the maple trees.
Do they really?
The sap, and then put them in the buckets, and then boil it down to make maple sugar and maple syrup.
That's pretty cool. Can you do it right? Can you, like, taste it right out of the tree, or does it taste different? Like,
it's
not
different.
Good?
It's okay. Different there, yeah. But you can't.
They don't want it from the tap.
No. Unlike your other favorite thing, yeah. You don't want it from the tap. Second free throw, Doncic, no good, so he makes one of two. It's 38-35, a three-point lead. And a wake-up R.C. Davis in the back row there. Curry passes over to Draymond, dumped it to Wiggins right corner. Cut off by Dinwiddie at the box. He goes back to the post up, gets to the paint, turning right shoulder, flipped it up and in. 12 first half points for Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah, he's been dialed in. They get him a few more shots.
Turned off the right shoulder to get to that flip. Here comes Doncic waiting. Curry comes by, tags him. Brunson leaves his feet. Jump pass to Dinwiddie. Good closeout by Klay Thompson in the left corner. Dinwiddie shot blocked by Klay with 2.1 to go on the shot clock. Dinwiddie wanted a foul. Yeah. He got teed up right away, right in the face of James Capers. And Curry will walk down the other end to shoot the technical with 2.1 on the shot clock, 3:42 to go in the half. Three blocks for the Warriors here in the first half, two of them to Klay Thompson. Curry hits a free throw. 41-35.
Well, it's hard to tell if Klay got him on the arm, but it looked like it was all ball from here.
Doncic will throw it in from the left corner. Waiting, dumped it into Brunson. Quick move, goes reverse, missed it. Curry gets the rebound. Curry comes up the other way. Curry driving, gets by Bullock, blasting to the rim, and he scores with a right hand.
Speed.
And a need for speed that time. 43-35. Doncic probing the defense. Squeezes in, runs over Draymond. It's a blocking foul on Draymond. And Draymond wants the challenge.
Draymond usually knows.
Mike Brown looking back the bench, and they said no. Behind the bench, they say no. Oh, yeah, he put his left arm into the chest of Doncic.
And the left knee stuck that out, too. So.
It's his third foul. It's a big foul.
Yeah. Like I said, Drummond usually knows. Not always. Usually knows. But that one, that would not have been overturned. And Draymond yelling at the bench.
Free throw by Doncic is good. The only thing disappointing there is that Doncic gets bailed out for making a bad decision.
Agree.
And usually he makes superb decisions with the ball. I mean, he is unbelievably good.
The old bailout, I like to call it.
Ah. I thought that was a Wall Street term.
It is.
Okay. Doncic gets both. Luka Doncic now with 11. Leading scorer on the floor for either team, Andrew Wiggins with 12. Curry waits, screen, splits traffic, lost the ball. Doncic goes for the steal, deflected it. Curry drives, gets through three defenders, finds Wiggins up top to Poole. Left side, triple is good for Jordan Poole. How did Curry maintain that dribble?
I don't know, but nice pass by Wiggins too.
Brunson backs up. He's got Looney as defender. Ball thrown over the corner. Bullock. Now Brunson. Leads in, throws out, Dinwiddie to Doncic. Doncic guarded by Wiggins. Step back three off the dribble. Front rim, glass no good. There's Curry. Defensive rebound. Curry high steps into the front court. Feeds Poole. Poole fakes with the dribble. Nowhere to go. Cross court pass, ill-advised. Thompson catches it. Thompson right side with the dribble. Into a double team. Ball knocked away. Klay gets it back to Curry. Curry rotates to Wiggins. He's open for three. Got it! Warriors up 12, 49-37, and Jason Kidd wants to talk it over. 2:24 to go, and Chase Center is rocking thanks to an 11-2 run for Golden State. This is playoff basketball presented by United Airlines. Well, Stephen Curry was asked if the Warriors are flying below the radar in terms of playoff expectations.
It helps just, again, to stay in the moment. Like, yeah, nobody's picking us to win, to come out the West, at least I don't think, except our families. We understand every game takes a new life of its own, and that is a fun challenge. And at the end of the day, like, if we can do that, we can just keep pushing, keep getting better, keep making those necessary adjustments. You know, different guys step up, be ready to, you know, when your number's called, you look up, you get to the second round, do it all over again, and plot your way through it.
Okay.
Yes.
Hold on a second here. Okay. What do you mean nobody's picking us to win? What? We're just our fans. Stop. You're the Warriors. Of course people are picking you to win.
Little internal motivation there, Tom. 49-37, Golden State, Dallas out of the timeout with the ball. Doncic wheels, stops, and pops above the break. Slides home another three.
Looking at his hand like, wake up.
Yeah.
Let's get going.
Right now, Curry is 2 of 8, 0 of 5 from 3 from the floor. The offense has been buoyed by Andrew Wiggins, 15 first half points. Wiggins will screen for Curry. Curry gets doubled. Driving in. Scoop by the way. Nice. Banked it home to his left. Two defenders with him and still able to negotiate that down.
Yeah, he's had much more success going to the basket.
Bullock puts it on the deck. Rotates to Doncic. Takes a 25-footer straight on. Nothing but net for Doncic. And he has come out of the timeout with a purpose.
Yep. And those are shots you almost have to give up because he can get them off whenever he wants, those step backs, even though that was a straightaway shot.
51-43 Warriors. Curry working hard left wing. Doubled. Finds Wiggins. Topside triple. Fires. Missed it. Powell the rebound. Doncic will bring it up the floor right up the heart. Crossing and stopping on the logo. Drifting left with a dribble. Still maintains. Powell comes up, sets the screen. And Looney guarding Doncic. Doncic down the lane. Floater, no good. Ball tipped out. Thompson's got it. He's got Poole on his right. Goes left to Curry, who fades to the corner. Fires for three. It's a new millennium fast break. And Curry nails the triple to make it 54-43.
Like Clay might have missed his window. He had a chance to pass it a little earlier. Didn't. Held on to it. He knew what he was doing.
124 straight playoff games. Stephen Curry has made a three. Brunson squeezing between defenders and gets a foul call.
He might be the most physical point guard in the league, if you can call him a point guard. I'm not sure it's a foul either.
And again, I've said this a million times.
Oh, there it is, right arm.
Yeah, you got the right arm in there.
That was definitely a foul.
Yeah.
You always got to look for the lower hand on the midsection, on the hip. It didn't look like a whole lot, but a little bit of push, and that throws you off kilter. But he is strong. I don't even know if I consider him a point guard, really. I don't even know what a point guard is, really.
It's like a pull. He's more like a pulling guard than a point guard.
He's super physical.
He is.
I mean, you look at him, his stature, but he is. You're right. Low center of gravity, Tim. You said that.
Their most physical players were probably Brunson and Doncic.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Brunson missed the first. Second one, front rim, glass, and good. Swish 41 is here. That's Dirk Nowitzki, Mavericks superstar. Curry in traffic, wants 2-for-1. Throws it out to Wiggins. Wiggins traveled outside. Did a little split action with the feet before putting it down the floor.
You were talking about 2 shots for 1, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, not 2 turnovers.
Okay.
But if you told me the Warriors would have 6 turnovers with 24 seconds left in the half, I'd say thank you very much.
Clean basketball.
Doncic banging into Wiggins. Holding him off with a dribble at midcourt. Powell comes up, sets the screen. Looney will go get Doncic with 8 on the shot clock. 12 on the game clock. Doncic, crossover. Crossover again. Dribble drive down the lane. Bumped by Curry and fouled.
Yeah, once he turns the corner, you have to get there early and sit there and take it. Because if you get there late, you're not going to be able to take the charge. And again, he just bounces off guys, especially his biggest step. He'll just bounce off those guys. And that more than likely would have been an and one if Looney didn't keep coming on that and block the shot.
That's a very underrated play by Kevon Looney right there.
Yep.
Doncic's first free throw is no good. Okay, you almost have to be there way in advance to get a charge call
on
him. And then even then, he's going to find some way to turn his body a little bit. Draymond Green up. They want Wiggins on the near side for the free throw, leaving Looney and Powell alone on the right side of the line. Draymond Green, adamant, jumped out of his chair on the bench. Now Wiggins to switch. Now Poole has Brunson behind him. They got to watch out for the Maverick guards that look like who want an offensive rebound here as Doncic hits the free throw. Poole will take it. Warriors lead 54-45. Poole fouled by Brunson. And the Mavs had one to give with 4.2 to go. The Warriors will throw it in from the backcourt.
4.2, plenty of time to get it. Make a pass, square up, take a couple dribbles.
Here comes Otto Porter Jr. in. Looney's going to sit down because there really won't be time for a quick screen here. Poole's got to try to get a running start of the backcourt. Catches, forced back by Brunson. Takes it up with two, with one. From the logo, Poole lets it fly. Missed it, and the half is over. The Warriors will lead by 9 at the break. 54-45. 15 from Wiggins, 12 from Stephen Curry, 18 from Luka Doncic. R.C. Davis to unpack it with the halftime show coming your way now on the Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Here at Chase Center, Warriors leading 54-45. It's a game where the Mavericks started 3 of 19 from 3. The Splash Brothers at halftime are 4 for 14, 1 of 9 from 3. But the Warriors lead by 9, and two things jump off the stat sheet to me. One is 15 points for Andrew Wiggins. He's getting good shots. He's really efficient, 6 of 9 from the floor. And the Warriors have 6 turnovers, which is, it might be a, I'd have to go look it up, but I will tomorrow, but it might be a first half low for them this year in the postseason. So.
Yeah, it could be. And look, this is a different team than Memphis. They're not as, they are as long, but they're not as athletic. They're not quite as physical defensively. They don't speed you up. They try to slow it down. So I was hoping, I thought maybe they would get that number right around where it is. But really the difference in this game is the Warriors are 17 for 21 from two. They're shooting 81% from two. So the threes, they're not shooting them well either. They're 5 for 18, 27.8. The Mavs, 7 for 29, 24%. So you would expect the Mavericks to probably boost that a little bit in the second half, start shooting the three ball a little bit better. I don't know if the Warriors can keep up the 81% pace from two in the second half. But look, here's the thing. Steph and Klay might face games like this throughout the course of this series because the Mavericks are selling out on these guys. When they get the ball, they are jumped. One guy, two guys, they're not going to let them beat them. So other guys are going to have to step up, and so far they have. Wiggins, 6 for 9. Jordan Poole, 4 for 6. Kevon Looney, 4 for 4. Most of those on offensive rebounds. Draymond, 2 for 3. So it's highly efficient. They have 12 points between Steph and Klay. So they have 42 with the rest of the team. And that's not on very many shots either. 14 minus, that's 25 shots, 42 points. So between Wiggins and Jordan and the rest of the guys doing what they're doing, they are really, really efficient offensively. And look, if they're going to take guys away, that's what you expect. That's what you need. Those guys are giving it to them.
Well, neither team's going really deep on the bench. 8-man rotation first half for the Warriors. Damian Lee played only 5 minutes of the 8. Mavs went 9 deep, but Bertans and Ntilikina played only 5 and 6 minutes. So let's see what happens here at quarter number 3 again. 54-45. Warriors lead by 9 here at the break. They will start the same 5 that opened the contest, which is Curry, Thompson, Wiggins, Looney, and Draymond Green. Mavs counter with their starting 5. Powell, Finney-Smith, Luka Doncic, Brunson, and Reggie Bullock. Steve Kerr now, with Curry being double-teamed the backcourt, they call up Wiggins to catch an inbounds pass. Doncic will jog up to guard Wiggins. So we're set to go. Golden State will be going right to left on your radio dial, half number two. It's game one of the Western Conference Finals. The Warriors in it for the first time since 2019. Dallas since 2011. Curry comes right off a series of screens. Bounce pass Looney. Bounce pass Draymond. Design play. Draymond missed the layup. Doncic saves it from going out of bounds, and it goes to Powell. What a well-designed play that was.
Yeah, just everything but the finish.
Doncic on the far wing. Gliding through a nasty screen by Powell. Gets Looney as his defender. So Doncic goes to work. Right-hand dribble to the paint. Stops. Lob. Powell. Yep. Dunk.
Got Draymond on his back and just threw it up there.
Dallas running a play to effect here to open the second half. Wiggins with the ball. Down the near wing. Stops and pops over Doncic. You gave him a 20-footer. Wiggins hits it. He's now 7 for 10.
A lot of times he gets off to a hot start, and then he gets less and less aggressive as the game goes on. I like that. Second half, boom, give me a shot, I'll take it.
Doncic runs him through a series of screens, and again we'll get Looney instead of Wiggins. Doncic going to work. Looney has done this before against the Rockets and Harden. Doncic stops, spins, lost the ball. Looney finds Curry in the middle of the floor. Curry in no hurry, now dribbles in. Step back, takes a three left side, pops it. Good! Curry! Warriors up by 12, 59-47. Dallas with the ball. Again, Doncic working hard on Wiggins. Dribble drive. Lost it. Stolen away. Draymond Green with the steal. Draymond on the break. Handoff. Klay Thompson goes up and flipped it up and in. In transition. The Warriors have their largest lead of the night. It's right now 61-47. That's the first bucket for Klay tonight.
Yeah, it's defense leading to offense.
Brunson, left side again, working on Looney. Pass inside to Powell. He goes up, got clobbered, no call.
Wow.
Brunson underhanded to Doncic. To Reggie Bullock for three. Front rim, no good. Thompson pulls down the rebound. Klay down the right side. Has Draymond low right. They throw to Draymond. He loves to pass out of this. Feeds Wiggins, top side, triple. Front rim glass, it won't go. Warrior bench was ready to explode that time. Doncic up the floor. Waiting, step back three over Looney. That's short. Curry snags the rebound, pushes tempo, comes up to the right, dribbling through a Looney screen, draws two defenders, gets to the corner, over the shoulder, throws it back out to half court. There's Draymond, grabbed it back to Curry for three, it's up and good! Curry relocated into a triple, timeout Dallas, the Warriors take a 17-point lead, it's 64-47, and they rise as one at Chase Center with 9:29 to go in the third quarter. This is playoff basketball, and you've been listening to an 8-0 run by Golden State, presented by United Airlines. Well, Dub Nation, the playoff action continues this Friday, May 20th at 6 p.m. The Warriors hosting the Dallas Mavericks, Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals, presented by Kaiser Permanente. Get your tickets now at warriors.com. 64-47, one of the great stories coming out of Game 6 was the fact that the Warriors asked Kevon Looney, they asked Steve Kerr to put Kevon Looney in the starting lineup. In this case, it was Mike Brown filling in for Steve Kerr. And Kevon responded with a 22-rebound game. Juan Toscano-Anderson trading pleasantries with Spencer Dinwiddie. Not sure what that's all about. 64-47, Warriors up 17. Largest lead of the game.
Well, boxing one here.
Boxing one action.
Yeah, yep. And it looks like, Wiggins on Doncic.
He chases Doncic through screens. They double him. Brunson gets the ball in the corner. Finney-Smith back into Brunson. He attacks Curry. Goes behind the back. Shoots over Draymond. Bricked it. Rebound goes to Wiggins. Shot clock was winding down. Curry brings the ball off the floor. Curry behind the back on the dribble. Lob for Looney, a bad pass, and it's a turnover. Brunson the steal. Doncic leaks out, gets a breakaway dunk.
That was interesting.
That's the kind of turnover that gets teams back in the
game. I mean, just lackadaisical.
Draymond Green banging with Brunson up top. Brunson trying to fight him on bad pass by Draymond, deflected away, and the Warriors turn it over in back-to-back trips down the floor. Doncic takes a hop step with a dribble. Guarded by Looney. Skipped it over to Bullock. And we have a whistle and a foul away from the play. This will go against Wiggins. Wiggins with his second. Powell's the one who went down. That's Canadian on Canadian crime there. So he just tripped over his foot.
Tripped him.
Oh. That's a tough foul call.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, you have to make the call because he falls down. But on the other hand,
well, maybe they felt sorry for Powell because when he got whacked over the head, they didn't call.
It could be a makeup call.
Like, yeah, okay, we got what you want.
Yeah. Brunson will throw it in. Finney, Smith, Doncic up top. Do a Bullock screen. Wiggins comes out the other side to get Doncic, who spins and rotates over. Brunson, wide open three. Missed it. Thompson had the rebound knocked out of his hands by Powell. And it's Golden State ball. They lead by 15 with 8:17 to go in the third. Brunson now 3 of 12 shooting.
Well, I'm sure the Mavericks are thinking and their fans will be lamenting if they lose all the three-pointers they miss this game.
Warriors play a very underrated defensive style as Wiggins attacking Doncic. Gets to the baseline, hand off to Looney. Looney couldn't handle it, feeds Thompson, who goes right in for a layup. Nobody near him. Easy bucket for Klay Thompson.
Well, maybe that'll get Klay going. He's scuffling a little bit. Actually, wouldn't get a lot of looks, but the last two have been layups.
Doncic guarded by Draymond. Off a screen gets Looney. Doncic left side of the circle to the left elbow. To the broken circle, feeds Powell, who spins, goes up and got fouled by Draymond hard, and Powell goes down again.
Let's see.
That's a fourth foul on Draymond.
He fell down. Will they look at it?
I don't see any movement.
Yay.
And the Powell heads to the free throw line, had his choice of Harvard or Stanford, and went to Stanford. Recruited by both.
Yeah, I did too.
Harvard Westlake? Is that what they... no high school for students. Powell misses the first free throw.
No, I was talking about what basketball game I wanted to watch. Harvard or Stanford.
Stanford, yeah.
Yeah, if you put my GPAs together, like just cumulatively starting in my freshman year, I don't know they're high enough to get into one of those schools.
I wasn't going there, but... Yeah. Oh... Well, I was lucky enough when I got a job in college as a broadcaster professionally. I was lucky I went to a small school because a couple of the teachers would say, just go in the back. They knew I did a hockey game 6 hours away the night before. Just go in the back. I'm not going to call on you. 66-50. Powell makes the second free throw. Warriors with the ball. Curry takes the handoff. Steps in. Looks for a bank shot. Nothing there. Tip rebound. Knocked out of bounds by Doncic because Curry was in there fighting for a rebound.
You know, he puts himself in a position to get those and pick up loose rebounds, stuff like that. But just being there, sometimes just being there is enough. And he was there, got his hand up, bothered Doncic. They get another possession.
Kleba in. Wiggins catches the inbounds, went backdoor, missed it, but tipped in his own miss. Andrew Wiggins having an outstanding night, 68-50. Warriors up 18. Doncic, shiver move on. Klay Thompson backs up. Good pass downstairs to Bullock. Blocked by Looney, though. Came over to close it out. Draymond takes it up the floor, pushing tempo. Steps in between. Bounce pass to Curry is a beauty through traffic. Curry drives on Brunson, goes up. Whistle. It's going to be an offensive foul on Curry. Doncic wants him to get the ball in quickly. Well, look like Brunson grabbed his arm. And now a ball thrown by Doncic. He threw it away. Brunson wasn't looking. He goes out of bounds.
I think he was trying to inbound it quickly so they couldn't challenge it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And in doing so,
it looked like Curry hit him with the ball. Huh. Itcher, that's a weird play.
Let's just forget that ever happened.
Yeah.
And the Warriors get the ball.
We'll get a do-over here.
But, yeah, Doncic surprised his own teammate trying to get it in too quick.
Looney catches an inbound. Dribble hand off to Wiggins. Behind the screen, three. Missed it to the right. Brunson's got the board. Head up with the dribble. Hair flapping in the breeze. He comes to the left wing. Waits crossover on Draymond. Pulls up. Takes a tough shot and hit it over Draymond. Not many able to do that. 68-52. Warriors up 16. Wiggins attacking the basket to our left. Feeds Klay Thompson. Thompson fires. Hits a three. And you're absolutely right, Tom. Just takes a layup, and all of a sudden, Klay gets the confidence and the rhythm back.
Yeah, get that confidence, and you're good to go.
71-52. Half court set for the Mavs. They like to play slow. Brunson, good pump fake. Got Draymond up in the air. Shoots it. Crawls over the front rim. Dropped through. Steve Kerr calls a timeout. 71-54, 12 seconds away from the halfway point of the third quarter. We'll take the timeout. This is game one of the Western Conference Finals. And it's presented by United Airlines. 71-54, Golden State on top. I mentioned about Kevon Looney, the Warriors requesting that he go into the starting lineup. Here was Looney's reaction.
He didn't tell me that. It means a lot when your teammates want you out there on the court with them. I've been playing with them guys for years, and for them to trust me in these moments is big for me. My first couple of years, I couldn't even get on the court. So to come to this point where they want me to be starting with them is a great accomplishment. I feel like I earned it. I earned my respect, and it feels good.
Steph and Draymond asking Mike Brown to put Kevon in the starting lineup, and boy, that was fun to watch Kevon and Draymond Green attack Memphis in Game 6. Draymond Green going to the bench. He's got four fouls. So Otto Porter Jr. will get some run here in the third. Curry with the handle. Warriors up 17, going right to left. Curry dribbles it to Looney. Now finds Wiggins, chased out the perimeter by Brunson. Wiggins, 8 of 14 from the floor tonight. Holding the ball, finds Looney on the wing. Hands off Thompson. Thompson gets to the baseline. In traffic, in trouble. Pump fake, jumper, good. Got Kleba up in the air and slid home a nice little 12-footer. Nuggets 73-54. Doncic off the screen gets Looney again. They've been attacking Looney a lot. Back screen by Bullock produces no switch. So Doncic one-on-one, middle of the floor. Down the lane, steps back, throws it up top. Kleba for three. Good, Maxi Kleba.
First field goal.
73-57. You don't want to give him confidence in this series. Here comes Curry. Curry between the legs for the dribble. Sees the double team behind the back to Looney. That was dangerous. Cut. Thompson goes back door. Gets another layup.
Nice pass by Loon.
Looney with the assist. Thompson has an 11-point quarter going. Only 1-3. Brunson with it. Probing. And again, it's Looney. Brunson pulls up. 18-footer. Swish.
He's starting to get it going a little bit.
Yep. Brunson with the bucket. 75-59 Warriors. Curry, left side. Cut off by Doncic. Bounce pass over to Porter Jr. Shovel the hand off to Looney, who in turn hands off to Wiggins. Wiggins in traffic, in trouble, gets it to Porter Jr. Back to Klay Thompson. Mavericks switching all over the floor. Two to shoot. Klay drives in, bounce pass, Looney, dunk! With a shot clock buzzer going off. Kevon Looney with the slam.
A couple more of those, I'll start calling him the Claymaker.
Kevon Looney, 10 points right now. Brunson dribbles in, throws out. Jumper in the corner, Bullock. Rebound, Curry. I'm sorry, did you say something?
No, I didn't.
Curry crossing half court.
Thompson comes over.
Curry loses the dribble, runs it down. A step in front of the midcourt stripe. No hurry here. Curry waits. Bad pass, deflected away, turnover. Off of the offhand, off the dribble. Doncic down the lane. It's going to be an offensive foul. No basket as Finney-Smith just knocked over Curry on the screen.
It's not football. Like, if you need to, I get where Finney Smith wanted to help his teammate clear the lane. Doncic is 6'10". He's okay. You just move out of the way, and he'll take care of a guy that's 6'4". And if Steph moves in front of him, he'll just pass it to you. It'd be an easy layup. I mean, that was inexplicable.
Curry guarded by Finney Smith, who's still complaining to James Capers about the call. Screen by Porter. Curry crossover right on Doncic. Takes the jumper. Popped in and out. Rebound deflected off the hand of Looney. It's going to be Dallas ball. Warriors up 18, but they can't shake the Mavs right now. Brunson on the floor. Poole has returned for Golden State. Doncic guarded by Wiggins. Curry steps out. Wiggins got screened off. Doncic in. Goes up. Missed it. Wiggins came from behind to try to bother the shot. Not sure if he did, but he was there. Porter, cross court to Poole. Catch and shoot three for the right wing. Is no good. Porter with the rebound. And a whistle. It's going to be a loose ball foul. Porter Jr. saying no, no, no. But it was Doncic who got knocked down on the play. So Porter's not going to win that argument. Looney comes over. Mike Brown up off the bench talking defense with him. Doncic with the dribble to hash mark. So clever, so gifted with the handle. Now he'll drive all the way in. Pass blocked away by Wiggins. Poole will take it on a break. Three on one, right side. Porter Jr. to the glass, and he banked it home. 20-point lead. It's the largest of the game. 79-59 Warriors. Dinwiddie left sideline. dribbles on Poole, leans back, gets a foul call, scores, and goes to the line.
Were you surprised on that last Dallas possession that Doncic just didn't try to lay it up?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, he was right at the rim, and I know he had Wiggins on him, but, and you know, he's pretty good at these passes, but they're unorthodox. Jump in the air and just fling it all the way across court. That one didn't make it to its destination, but it looked like he had a... And it would have been easier for him just to try to lay that one up with the left hand.
Wiggins will sit down with 19 points. Klay Thompson back in. Bertans back in. Doncic to sit down. 2:48 to go in the third. Jason Kidd, one of the best players ever to come out of the Bay Area, standing at midcourt watching. As head coach of the Dallas Mavericks, has given a lot of credit to Frank Vogel, the former Indiana Pacers head coach. Learned a lot of defense working with him in L.A. Thompson feeds Looney. Looney to the cutting. Porter Jr. That was beautiful basketball. Porter Jr. down the lane. Gets the layup. And the Warriors lead by 19. 81-72. Kleba to Dinwiddie. Dinwiddie takes a dribble. Takes a three. It's short. Rebound. Curry. That's number 11 for Curry. Beats Thompson on the right wing. Met by Dinwiddie on defense. He'll back up. Feeds Porter Jr. on the left side now. Thompson will dribble to the paint. Spins. Hangs. Fires. Short. Curry grabs another rebound. This is number 12. To the right sideline he goes. Working on Finney Smith. Gets bumped. Shots on the way. Swish! Put him on the line! The foul will be on Finney Smith. Curry walks up. Feeling pretty good about himself right now.
Oh, he got it going here in the second half. Hit a couple threes to get himself going. And the one thing he hasn't done, he hasn't forced a couple forces in the first half. For the most part, he just played nice, efficient basketball. 20 points, if he makes his 21. And 15 shots.
So what was that?
I used to be able to just book that one before he shot it.
84-62 as Curry makes the free throw. Three-point play. 22-point lead. Minute 50 to go in the third. Dinwiddie to the right elbow. Dribbles on Looney. Over to Finney Smith. Finney Smith fakes. Down the lane. Kicked it over to Brunson. Pump fake. Dribble drive. Pulls up from eight. It is up and no good. Tip no good. Rebound batted for by Porter Jr. Loose ball. Grabbed by Finney Smith. He goes back up. Missed it. Looney the rebound and a foul call.
Yeah. Hey, calling it offensive.
Offensive foul.
You jump right back into him. I think that's what they're calling.
A foul is offensive.
Yeah.
Finney Smith called for the offensive foul on the glass.
Yeah, the league's doing a much better job of calling these type of fouls. It used to be you could jump into whoever you wanted to, but if you drew the contact, they'd put you on the line. We've seen it with Chris Paul cutting off a guy running down the court. We see it here jumping back into a player. Those never used to be called, and I always felt they should. I like what the league is doing and calling those now.
Poole with the ball. Fakes Brunson.
Easy.
Dribbles. Needs help. Finds Porter Jr. Hand off Klay Thompson. Dribbles into traffic. Goes all the way in. Layup no good. Kleba clears the rebound. Brunson on the break. Takes Porter inside. Spins on him. Rotates out to Finney Smith. Doesn't want to shoot it. Puts it on the deck. Gets it to Brunson. Rotates to Dinwiddie. He'll fire away for three. And Dinwiddie converts for Dallas. His second three of the night. It's 84-65 Warriors with a minute to go in the third.
A really nice ball movement there by the Mavericks. That was a heck of a closeout by Looney, too, getting out to one of the first three-point shooters and making him pass the ball.
Jordan Poole comes over. Porter with a screen, a block on Brunson. Poole guarded by Bertans. Head fake, dribble drive, floater out of the way. Kissed it home off the glass. 86-65. Dinwiddie on the right side. Takes Curry down low. Curry strip whistle. It's a foul on Curry. You can't believe the call. Mark Lindsay with the call. And Dinwiddie to the free throw line. Third foul on Steph for the reach-in.
What percentage? I'm going to go with 80. 80% of the calls made in the NBA, you could say, he can't believe the call.
Oh, it's got to be higher than that.
Higher than 80?
Oh, yeah. It's got to be 90. It's got to be the 90 percentile. Dinwiddie missed the free throw, so you can all say it from the Church of Rashid on this Wednesday night service.
Leather don't lie.
Dinwiddie hits the second. You got to feel good for Dinwiddie and the way he's fought back in his career. Curry now trying to go 2-for-1, pulls up with a deep three, missed it, and the rebound to Davis Bertans. 27 seconds left in the quarter. Dallas will wind it down. Dallas does have a foul to give if the Warriors get the ball back. 13 the shot clock, down to 10 with 17 to go in the game clock. Drifting left sideline, Dinwiddie gets Looney. Dinwiddie with the dribble. Backs up on Looney. Fades into a three. It's up and good. He rattled it home. Ball looped into Poole with 7 seconds to go in the quarter. Poole behind the back of the dribble, drifting to his right. Hunting a shot, steps in, shoots it on the go. It's good with a buzzer sounding. Jordan Poole knocked it down. And the Warriors will take a 19-point lead to the fourth quarter. Golden State 88, Dallas 69. 12 minutes left in game one. On the Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Curry with 17 points in the middle quarters, and the Warriors lead Dallas 88-69 here in game one. Dub Nation, we are gold-blooded. Don't miss the 2022 playoffs presented by Kaiser Permanente, the first ever right here at Chase Center. And let me tell you, they is breaking this building in a big way. Join us live at Warriors Ground for all the Western Conference Finals home games. Get your playoff tickets now at Warriors.com. Tim Roy, Tom Tolbert with you. And Tom, a couple of things. There was a lot of talk about, you know, who's going to guard Doncic. He's going to hunt out different defenders, which he's done, and he's really good at it. Maybe one of the best in the league, if not the best. But the Warriors have a balanced attack. They weren't, you know, the Splash Brothers had nothing going early. Wiggins carried them in the first half. And now, you know, Curry with 17 points in the middle quarters. Klay Thompson's got his shot falling. There's a lot of weapons out there for Dallas to contend with.
Well, let me coattail off what you said there. Wiggins, Steph, and Poole, 53 points. Dinwiddie, Luka, Brunson, 51 points.
Yeah.
So it's not just the top guys that are killing this team. You take each team's top three, there's a two-point differential. Well, there's a 19-point lead. So there's 17 other points out there where Warriors are pitching in, Looney pitching in, Otto Porter pitching in, Draymond pitching in, and they're holding the role players for the Mavericks in check.
Dinwiddie fades into a quick three to open the fourth. Missed it. Ball deflected. Draymond's got it. So E40 up on the big screen there a moment ago. He's here. Too Short was here at halftime time.
Yes, he was. Screen.
Bounce pass over to Wiggins. Down the lane. Floater's up. No good. Ball tips. Slapped off the glass. Comes out to Poole. Top of the key. Dribble drive. Poole attacks the glass. Gets to the rim and scores. 90-69. It's the lead for the Warriors now with 11:22 to go in the game. Dinwiddie. Chest pass over to Kleba. Ntilikina gets it to Doncic. Doncic dribbles on Wiggins. Two-hand toss to Kleba, who sets the screen for Doncic.
What?
Has to lob up a three with the shot clock buzzer sounding. No good. Porter Jr. with a rebound.
That was about a 40-footer.
Off a screen, Poole, foul by Doncic, a frustration foul. That'll be a side out for Golden State. You know, a couple of my high school coaches used to call me that. Too Short. Can we put Roy in? No, he's too short.
But they stopped?
They stopped? No, they So this is what you got here. Thompson catches the inbounds, hand off to Poole. Klay Thompson gets it back. Right-hand dribble on Ntilikina. Just shoots right over the top of him and just said, I'm going to bury this. There's nothing you can do about it.
And that's exactly right. He couldn't play it any better than that.
92-69. Doncic, slow-motion move. By a travel. Gets the ball in the corner. To Bullock, to Dinwiddie. Back to Bullock, who rotates up above the break. Gets it to Doncic, topside. With the dribble, left-hand. Step back, three over Wiggins. On the way. Nothing there. Poole, defensive rebound. Poole off a screen by Draymond gets rerouted by Ntilikina, and that's going to be a foul. Boy, the Warriors have really kept Luka. Luka doesn't go all the way in a lot, but his floater game has not been there tonight.
No, nothing. They're collapsing in, but as soon as he gets to the paint, bodies are coming at him, and they're forcing him to find shooters. Sometimes he found them, sometimes he hasn't. But even if he has, they're not making the shots.
Wiggins shoots a floater in the lane. No good. Rebound, Doncic. Flipped it out the right sideline to Dinwiddie. Early offense makes a nice move, freeing up Nilakina, but a foul before the open shot on the drive. Stephen Curry, by the way, double-double, 21 points, 12 rebounds. That's his playoff career high is 15, happened back in 2019 against the Clippers. The Clippers, that was the non-Chris Paul Clippers, I believe. Spencer Dinwiddie down the lane to the paint. Dishes to the corner. Kleba there. Misfires. And the rebound to Draymond. 10 of 41 on the Mavs from three. Draymond goes all the way in. Left hand layup. Took it coast to coast and nobody stopped the ball.
That's what the one we used to see all the time. The left-handed bull rush.
94-69. The Warriors having fun here in game one. Ball thrown out to Bullock. Now to Nilakina. Back up top. Bullock, one dribble. Nilakina catches. Shoots on the way. Short. Wiggins the rebound. The hand off to Poole. Poole waving, trying to balance the floor. Gets a screen from Wiggins, but Bullock fights over the pick. Draymond Green. Hand off back to Poole on the right side. Poole with the elbow. Drop step. Underhand scoop. Got around. Kleba beat him like a drum. Timeout, Dallas. 96-69 with 9:07 to go. 10-0 one for the Warriors. Game one of the Western Conference Finals presented by United Airlines. Poole with the elbow, drop step, underhand scoop, got around. Kleba beat him like a drum. Timeout, Dallas. 96-69 with 9:07 to go. 10-0 one for the Warriors.
That's our score right now. Our shot of the game brought to you by the County of Santa Clara. Book a COVID-19 booster shot now at sccrevax.org or call 211. Tim, Tom.
Jordan Poole is 7-for-8 inside the arc this game tonight. Got 17 points off the bench. And his last bucket was 2 of the 42 that the Warriors have scored in the paint. 42-20 points in the paint tonight. 96-69, Golden State, 9:07 to go. Game one, Western Conference Finals, and yes, Chase Center is rocking. Mavs with the ball going left to right.
I would think the Mavs would give this about another 3 minutes here, see what they can do, and then start yanking guys.
Doncic puts it on the deck, down the lane, leans back, misses the layup ball. Volleyballed around till Otto Porter Jr. is able to grab it, gets it back to Jordan Poole. They'll bring it across the timeline. Draymond Green catches, straddling the three-point line on the left wing. Pressured by Kleba, dribbles to the right side, gets Bullock on a switch, handoff to Klay Thompson. Thompson had it knocked away, puts it on the deck, waits, comes middle, step back from 17, that's good for Klay.
I'm going to go ahead and call it. That's it.
Mavs have yet to score in the quarter. It's a 10-0 quarter for Golden State. 98-69. Bullock rotates to Dinwiddie on the right wing. Dinwiddie pulls up, takes the jumper. It's up and no good. It's a foul before. It's going to be on Poole. Lindsay for a... Mark Lindsay says he grabbed the arm of Dinwiddie. Kleba out. Nilakina out. And Josh Green sighting here for Dallas. Now, turnover. Draymond gets a steal. Draymond takes it right sideline to Poole. Pressured by Reggie Bullock. Poole ripped it through, got fouled. It's going to be a side out for the Warriors. Just seems that we were getting to our, you know, getting to some of the things in our post-game business earlier and earlier.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes the game ends before the clocks read zero. Just the way it is.
You called it. You were the game doctor. Steve, lob by Klay Thompson, goes over the head of Draymond Green, goes out of bounds. Draymond having some words here. So Josh Green out there. Second year pro from
Arizona. Bear down.
Doncic penetrates, gets it out to Green. He'll rotate to Dinwiddie. Bullock wide open, top of the key, hits out. First points of the quarter for Dallas, 98-72.
Now you can't completely fall asleep because this team can put together big runs because of their ability to shoot threes.
Jordan Poole doubled, finds Otto Porter Jr., rotates to Wiggins. Wiggins jab step into a jump shot. It's a three. It's a back rim miss. Dinwiddie with the rebound. Doncic up the floor. 7:18 to go. Doncic fouled by Wiggins.
It's almost like he knew he was going to foul him before he went by him.
Right.
Feet were planted. Wasn't going to move him. Just foul him before he got by him. But Wiggins is, I mean, he's had a heck of a game.
Yes, he has. And without his scoring in the first half, this could have been a very different game. Doncic dribbled it out of bounds. They're saying it's off of Otto Porter Jr. Now we have a technical foul called on Jordan Poole for his demonstration.
Wow, he came from all the way to the other side of the court, too.
Yeah.
What was that? Courtney Kirkland called that.
Well, Jordan Poole kind of reacted like your kid when they're five. And
yeah.
No, you can't have that
temper
cookie.
Temper tantrum?
No, yeah. A little temper tantrum there.
Well, that sure looked
really
like it
close.
Went off Luka, didn't it?
Yeah, and we're going to get a green light challenge here at Chase Center.
Can you get the tech taken away?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either, but you should. If you'd have made the right call, he wouldn't have complained.
Draymond Green is talking to Courtney Kirkland. Somebody better get him away. Get him over to the bench. 7:09 to go, 98-72. Warriors back with the result of all of this after these words presented by United Airlines. Andrea Bocelli is coming to San Francisco. Join us live at Chase Center on December 1st for Andrea Bocelli live in concert. Experience performances like Bocelli's uplifting album, Believe. Tickets available now at ChaseCenter.com. Tim Roy, Tom Tolbert. The challenge the Warriors had on the out-of-bounds where Doncic dribbled it and was last to touch. It was successful. So it's Warriors ball. However, the technical foul on Jordan Poole will stand. It's 98-72. Poole trying to get the crowd involved. Egging them on as Luka Doncic steps to the foul line.
Well, a couple things that you could make of that. One, Otto Porter Jr. hit Doncic's wrist just a little bit. And when you're dribbling the ball, as he misses a free throw, when you're dribbling the ball, if somebody hits your wrist, that messes the whole thing up. So I think he hit the ball. That kind of messed up the dribble, so it goes out of bounds. And then Jordan Poole picks up the tack, and they rescind it. Or not rescind the tack, but overturn the call. I think there's a case to be made. Take away the tack. He only got the tech because he was complaining about a call that was wrong.
Otto Porter Jr. with it. Warriors in the front court to Poole. Poe goes into a three, no good. The long rebound taken down by Finney Smith. Here comes Dinwiddie. Good pass to Green. Josh Green over Draymond Green. He scores.
You can't stop Arizona, guys. Open court.
98-74. Well, you certainly can't on the football field. Poole is tripped up by Reggie Bullock.
Easy. Top 25 recruiting class this year.
Yeah, everybody says that.
Oh, I never said that. Ever. This is the first time I've ever said it.
It's like, you know, it's like.
That was a cheap shot, by the way. Oh, we're sorry. Terrible. We're down.
I know.
We're trying to recover.
I paid a lot of money
to
that school.
I know, exactly. You should be on my side.
I should get a good football team out of that one. 98-74, the foul call. Warriors on the side out. Porter Jr. gets it back to Poole. Poole between the legs of the dribble. Drive ball knocked away by Bullock. Goes right to Porter Jr. for an open jumper. You know you're living right when that happens.
That's exactly right.
And the Warriors have hit the century mark, 100-74. 6:16 to go. An impressive game one performance by the Dubs. Dinwiddie, Josh Green open. Let's it fly. Three ball left corner, no good. And Otto Porter Jr. gets the ball to Draymond. Draymond. Two hand feet over to Otto. Otto in traffic has to straighten up on the go. Misfires a tough shot. And it's rebounded by Green and the Mavericks. Green gets it back from Dinwiddie. Backs in, throws it out. Finney Smith, who's had a quiet night tonight. Only five shots, gets it to Dinwiddie. Dinwiddie will go to work. Likes to put it on the deck. Takes it inside. Pump fake, spins, rotates over. Josh Green, dribble drive, one-hander. Brick to Toussaint. But Finney Smith comes in, and that was a loud jam with the right hand flying in for the rebound.
That was a zero box out jam. Everyone ball watching on that one. Finney Smith got a running start from the left wing and caught it just right.
100-76. That's the score. Warriors up now. Poole somehow negotiates the traffic, goes up, had it blocked out of bounds. It's going to be a foul call on Dallas, and Poole will shoot free throws. finish. Smith with the foul. You know, Josh Green, all kidding about U of A aside, that, you know, he's in a great spot right here in this game, because if he has a really good quarter now, that's going to be in the back of Jason Kidd's mind later on in this series. So
yep.
He can develop some trust here if he plays one.
Absolutely. And I'm a little surprised that Luke is still in the game. 34 minutes played, down 25. I don't think Steph Curry will be back in the game unless something crazy happens, but we know how coaches are. No
exactly.
Lead is too big for them to hold on to.
More than likely, Klay Thompson's night is done. Jordan Poole seemed to get some of his swagger back in the game tonight. And he hits a couple of free throws here to make it 102-76. Warriors with a good defensive game plan combined with some cold shooting by Dallas. Dinwiddie out to Bullock, to Dinwiddie on the far side. Dinwiddie, though, seems to have gotten his game moving here. Takes a run over Draymond, no good. Dinwiddie picks himself off the deck. Poole ahead to Wiggins. Wiggins dribbles on Doncic. Bumped by Doncic, but he flipped it to Draymond off the dribble, wide open for a dunk. And another timeout for Dallas. 5:03 to go in the game. 104-76. Draymond now at double figures. We'll keep it right here for the moment. Klay Thompson talked about the play of Kevon Olajuwon in his return to the starting lineup.
Kevon should go by Kevon Olajuwon because he was really just a freak out there. And guy has like elastic arms, he can just stretch. But I mean, Draymond, Steph, Andre, those guys see the game. They're playing chess when everyone else is playing checkers. And Draymond's like an extension of our coaching staff, so is Steph. So it doesn't surprise me that they made that call and Noon delivered. I saw it on Instagram. I can't take credit for it. I thought it was hilarious.
Klay Thompson. By the way, Dub Nation, secure your 22-23 Warriors season tickets today. Purchase now and guarantee seats for all Warriors home games remaining in this year's playoff campaign. Learn more at Warriors.com or call 888-GSW Hoop. Representatives are standing by. We should mention we want to congratulate Stephen Curry, who kept a promise to his mom and to his basketball head coach, Bob McKillop, down at Davidson. He is now a college graduate. He has officially graduated from Davidson.
Well, that's pretty cool.
That is cool.
That's really cool. And oh, by the way, I got all the respect in the world for Looney. He should never be called that again. Ever.
I tell you what, though. You know what? You cannot overestimate the value of having a center that's able to go out like he did against James Harden, like he was doing tonight against Doncic. He's not going to stop him, but they're not going to get anything super easy.
No, absolutely. I totally agree with you. He can make them work out on the perimeter. He's not just a turnstile.
Both teams have emptied the bench. Trey Burke gets it on the wing. The Davis Bertans, never afraid to fire. Misses a three. Let's reset the lineup for the Warriors. It's Kuminga who just grabbed the rebound with Bielitsa, Toscano, Anderson, Moody, and Lee. Bielitsa to Toscano Anderson. Takes the dribble up top on a switch. Checks the clock. 10 to shoot. Goes to his right. Spins back to his left, but dropped the ball away. Dallas has Bertans with Josh Green running the floor, who rotates a bad pass and hit Juan in the face, then dribbled out of bounds off of Juan. It's going to be Dallas ball. It's Bertans, Josh Green, Sterling Brown, and Marquise Chris is out there. Former Warrior. All thrown in. Marquise. Bounce pass to the wing to Burke. Burke, formerly of the Utah Jazz and the New York Knicks. Dribble drive. Leaves his feet. Throws it up top. Bertans dribbles it over to the wing.
Boom.
And then now with Brown. Brown lost it in traffic. Kuminga's got it. Kuminga one-on-one with Chris. Goes right up by him. No good. Whistle and a foul. Chris with a foul.
Yeah, it's almost like Brown twisted his ankle on that move, or shoe came off and just lost control of it.
Blown tire?
Yeah, Kuminga said thank you. Appreciate it.
Marquise Chris played 61 games for the Warriors over 2 years. He was 9 points and 6 rebounds, 54% from the floor. Kuminga hits the first. What kind of a role do you see Kuminga having in this series? If any at all.
It's a great question. I mean, it looks like not much, but things change quickly in the playoffs.
Right.
We know that Steve's not afraid to tinker, and if things are going well, this will be what you see. When they start going poorly, maybe he changes as Burke gets to the 10, a little right-handed layup. So that's a tough one to answer because he, size and athleticism, he may be able to give Luka some problems. But until things start falling apart a little bit, I think this is what you saw tonight. This is what you're going to get.
Kuminga on the right wing. Fade up, ball stripped away by Brown. Brown has stolen back by Toscano Anderson. He dribbles, finds a cutter. It's Moody. Moody in traffic. Feeds out to Kuminga. Puts it on the deck. Spins. Pulls up. 15-footer. Back rim no good. So it's 106-78 Warriors with 3:21 to go. Burke off the screen. Shoots over Bielitsa and a foul. Bucket's good.
Pull-up jump shot. He's usually pretty good in the mid-range.
Yep.
Speaking of mid-range, Warriors 26 mid-range points tonight. They were really good. They were good at all three levels. They weren't great from three. Maybe not that. They were 8 for 27. Let me rescind that remark. Jury, strike that for the record.
By the way, at this juncture here, as Burke on the free throw line hits the free throw, it's 106-81. There is a, let me get this right here, a 56-point differential, 54-point differential for the Mavs. They beat Phoenix by 33. They're down 25 here. Bielitsa leaves his feet. Lob inside. It hit the rim. Bounced away. Grabbed by Bertans.
Over
to Burke. Burke gets it to the paint. Wheels out to the right wing because Damian Lee was there. Davis Bertans also came over in that trade with Washington. Brown goes baseline. Nobody home. Missed the layup. Ball volleyball two, three, four times. And Damian Lee comes up with it with 2:40 to go. 106-81 Warriors. It's quite a differential for the Mavs. Damian Lee dribbles it and lost the handle. Bertans picked it up. Burke on the go. Down the lane. Feeds the trailer. Brown there, and he gets a layup.
Yeah, obviously. But unlike other things, Tim, as we found out last series,
doesn't mean
when it comes to the margin of victory, size does not matter.
There you go. Juan Toscano Anderson pulls up, shoots a 14-footer, no good, and he got called for a foul. Offensive foul.
I love Bielitsa's shoes, the old man fishing shoes, the black socks, white shoes.
Oh, wow. What a combo.
It's amazing.
Bertans curls up top, jumper up, no good, rebound to Damian Lee. It's still 106-83 now, Warriors leading by 23. Kuminga on the right wing. Pulls up for a jumper. That's no good. And ball movement here is at a premium right now. Nobody moving around.
Everybody wants to get their shot off.
Yep. Brown down the lane to the rim. Underhand scoop up and good. Sterling Brown out of SMU. 46th pick of the 2017 draft. Now in his fifth season. 106-85. 6'5", 219 pounds. Ball outside right to JTA. To Kuminga, guarded by Burke. Wants to take the little guy inside. Backs him down. Now takes a step back, fall-away jumper. That's no good.
I think that's when you want to just drive it right through his chest.
Exactly. Make him think about taking a charge on you. Burke down the lane. Scoop around. Bielitsa goes around and down for Trey Burke. Burke was a lottery pick back in 2013. Ninth pick overall. Turned that into a 9-year career in the NBA. Guarding Juan Toscano Anderson. Backs down. Burke gives up his dribble. Skipped it to Bielitsa. Good pump fake. Penetrates up top to Moody. He's open for three. It's on its way. Good for Moses Moody. Moses, who caught up with his college coach when the Warriors were in Memphis. That's Eric Musselman. Jumper by Brown. No good. And Bielitsa with a rebound. Musselman and Keith Smart were at the Warriors game in Memphis. Damian Lee, corner three off the extra pass from Kuminga. That's good. And it's 112-87.
They're trying to get that 2-for-1.
Please. Brother. Brown rotates to Bertans. Burke with a catch and shoot. That's no good. Damian Lee with the rebound. That's that. Shot clock is off. Lee will take it across the timeline to avoid the violation, and the crowd stands up and cheers here at Chase Center. The Warriors have captured game one of the Western Conference Finals. And all that's left now is for the horn to sound. There it goes. The final score, Warriors 112 and Dallas 87.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.